presentation is entitled Factors Affecting Job Satisfaction Among Home Health Aides.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Seok Won Yoon. I'm not a morning person. I can wake me up while I'm presenting it. As frontline workers or home health aides have a unique position in home health care settings. In general, they provide paid hands-on care and supervision and emotional support to patients. And the care they provide is limited to intimate and personal approach. And they travel home from home to home. Their job is very labor intensive and physically and emotionally challenging. Their job satisfaction is very important. That has been associated with patient health outcomes and quality of service. But there is a limited research into factors that affect job satisfaction. The objectives of this study is to identify the factors predicting the job satisfaction of home health aides and to examine the latent relationships between personal backgrounds and organizational factors and job-related characteristics and job satisfaction of home health aides. As a cross-sectional study, I used 2007 National Home Health Aid Survey data set. There are three sub-data sets of the National Home and Hospice Care Survey data. The agency survey, agency data set, and patient data set, and Home Health Aid Survey data set they have. From the participating home health agencies, the home health aide is selected from the agencies. For this study, I used just for the female sample. As dependent variable, I used the job satisfaction. And for independent variables, I classified four factors. Among the factors, I use the personal characteristics variables and agency characteristic variables, for example, types, agency type and ownership and locations. And for organizational support, refer to the things that agencies support for their home health care workers and nurses. For example, training and continuing education and health insurance and communication problem with staff and hourly pay rate. For attitude variables, that is referred to the perception on toward their jobs. And clear instructions from the supervisors and supportiveness of progress in care, workers' career and listening to workers about the patient care and telling them when they are doing a good job and the respect from patients and confidence in their ability. And I conducted a descriptive analysis and bivariate analysis for looking for the relationship between personal characteristics and job satisfaction and the relationship between agency characteristics and job satisfaction. And for multivariate analysis, I conducted a stratification modeling analysis to determine the latent relationship between personal background factors, organizational factors, job-related characteristics, attitude factors, and job satisfaction. I want to talk about the result. That's the, for the bivariate analysis. The age variable and marital status and separated, I'm sorry, health status were highly correlated with job satisfaction. And among the agency characteristics, type of agencies and ownerships are highly correlated with job satisfaction of home health aides. The next one is about the relationship of job characteristics to job satisfaction. And in this analysis, high hourly rate and availability of health insurance and perception on preparation for continuing training were highly correlated with job satisfaction. And trust in making decisions about patient care and confidence in ability to, their, to do the jobs and communication problem with staffs, they are the highly correlated with job satisfaction of home health aides. And the, with regard to the perception on supervisor quality, for example, supervisors' behaviors, for example, clear instructions and the supportiveness and the listening to the workers about patient care and telling them when they are doing a good job are highly correlated with job satisfaction of home health aides. That's my beautiful model for the structural education modeling. Yeah, I want to talk about the results about the structural education modeling analysis. The personal factors were positively associated with attitude, and attitude was positively associated with job satisfaction. And but I found there were no significant relationships between agency type and support. However, there was a positive relationship between support and job satisfaction. And organizational support was positively related to attitude. And the final model was a good fit for the data with these indicators. And conclusions, both organizational support and personal characteristics was associated with attitude, which in turn was associated with job satisfaction. And organizational support that is operationalized as the availability of health insurance and the provision of job training, so it was related to job satisfaction both directly and through its influence on worker attitude toward elements of work environment, such as perception of perception on supervisor. That's a typo. And I want to talk about the implications. Organizational support and attitudes are the important determinants for job satisfaction. And managers in home and hospice care agencies should provide health insurance as an option for workers. And it is necessary to provide training and workers perceived to have values. And it would be valuable to link a training to professional recognition and promotion for home health aid workers in home health agencies. Yep. Any questions for my presentation? No, I didn't. But for my dissertation, I'm looking at the
Do you know if entirely a female? Could you do any examination by race and ethnicity?
I'm sorry.
Did you do any examination by race and ethnicity of the
case? I don't know in my state. But as you know, some states some states allowed home health care workers work for the bathing, clothing, and other things, and the treatment for medication. But South Carolina, I'm from South Carolina. The state of South Carolina is a very strict state, one of strict states. They just allow for the bathing and clothing.
I think the question was whether you did your analysis based on racial or ethnic characteristics.
No.
No.
Not for the for this analysis. I didn't do it.
You said that one of the points was that age and marital status correlated, but you didn't say what age and what marital status correlated with job satisfaction.
When I analyzed this study, the marital status is not correlated with job satisfaction.
Two questions. One, can you talk a little bit about the survey itself? Was it a national survey? Was it a regional survey? And then also, can you discuss what's the difference between attitude and job satisfaction?
Oh, that's a national study. From CDC, the National Home and Hospice Care Survey, the 2007. This study is started from 1992, but in 2007, this survey, this study is introduced the Home Health Age Survey. I'm sorry?
How is it administered? Is it done by phone? Is it done by mail?
Mail. Yeah. And they survey to the Medicare home certified home health agencies.
Oh, so Medicare.
Yeah.
When you mentioned that agency type was associated with several of your outcome variables, what were the agency types that were
nonprofit and for-profit? Yeah.
So the nonprofits were more likely to be associated with.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.